said to him, I said, that's a good one. These are all really good ones. We are so lucky. Man, okay, so tell us about that song, what it's about. Let's get into it.
Well, I had a professor in college at Emory for this African-American literature course that just, she changed my life because it wasn't the books that she was, it was the books, but it was also like, she kept referring to, you know, like there were still lynchings going on, and this was in 84, 85, and she would talk about the Atlanta child murders, and I was like, I had no idea what she's, like, out of all this stuff that happened when Emily and I were, like, just finishing high school and starting college and in Atlanta, and Tony K. Bambara had written a book called These Bones About My Child, and I went back and read it, and I was like, wow, I really, like, and I was reading, like, a series of really incredible books about the civil rights movement, and I was just like, this was, like, right when I was born, right when I was going through elementary school, right when I was going to high school, and I was like, thinking about how you're sheltered from all this stuff, and now with being told not to teach certain things, and just thinking about, like, even, it's like things just stood still and we never got anywhere because now we're not teaching the stuff that we need in the South, I mean, that we need to be teaching, you know, to the kids. And I have to say, you know, I've counted on some of my teachers that would tell me outside of class what was going on, you know, like my history teachers that would be like, well, you know, this is what we're learning in the books, but here's something else for you to think about. Because I was very, like, obstinate, and, like, I know everything. But I didn't, I mean, I had a, you know, Reagan bumper sticker on my Camaro.
Oh, no! Not Reagan!
Yeah. For, like, you know, it was a brief moment.
It's the sad, they do that to us, you know, they taught us the wrong history, like, lost cause. Like, we...
It was a nice car.
I mean, yeah, Reagan was...
How much did you with it?
Probably did. I know you still live in the South. You've told me you're never going to leave.
Never going to leave?
How has your Southern identity, like, influenced your songwriting over the years?
Well, I mean, a song like that, you know, is about wrestling with having to learn things again and again and again and again and try to become... like the person I want to be as a Southerner, you know. But then I'm so influenced by Southern rock, so it is in that arena that I write quarterly, you know, and then I tried to put a bridge in there that had like a little bit of a uplift of bringing some, I mean, on the record it's got horns and, you know, I think the producer's here, Brian Spicer, the producer of this record. It's informed by Southern rock, but the lyrics are the left wing of Southern rock, you know, and I'm never going to be able to get the redneck out of me in that way, but, you know,
you're the
redneck wants to talk about other things now.
Yeah, you're the best of the, like, it's a good redneck, like, that's, yeah. And good job, Brian, it's a very Southern song, not that you need to, yeah, you get it. I want to travel back in time. One of my favorite songs, Emily. We're gonna do snippets now.
Yeah.
Snippets, yep, this is the snippet portion of the show. Let's do Virginia Woolf. Right? From Rites of Passage, although I feel like this audience might know that. So I've heard you say before, Virginia Woolf changed your life. You write a lot about literary figures. Do you want to just give the, while you're tuning, give the backstory on this one?
That's okay. First. I can tune and talk hopefully. So Virginia Woolf was really important to me because, I mean, she hung out with a bunch of cool people in England, and they like dressed up in drag, and they had, you know, there were queer relationships, but the thing that when I discovered her writing about the passage of time into the lighthouse, that was it for me. Thought it was brilliant. And then I read, you know, biographies. I started reading about her life and how difficult it was. And she dealt with sexual abuse from her brother, and she struggled with depression, and, you know, ultimately filled her pockets with stones and walked into the Ouse River and drowned. And I thought about what a brilliant mind and what a brilliant artist and a hard ending to a beautiful, brilliant life. And I just thought, I thought about the way that people who have come before us actually really affect our lives now in the present, sort of like this continuum of human story and experience. And she just, I guess I loved her. Like she was a friend of mine or something. And I just wanted to say, you know, your life is gone, but it's okay. We're all on this continuum together, and you've really affected me, and thank you for that. So that's kind of the gist of it. And of course, I had to start out with the Shakespeare quote.
Yes, I love that. So dive in. Let's do this for her.